Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. When you're being challenged, sometimes you have to have a different perspective of things, change your point of view, look at things in different ways, be reprogrammed, or actually come to the conclusion that this situation that you're in has run its course and it served its purpose and you need to move on, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's a job that you're in, whether it is a project or a product or service that you've got in your business or in your, you know, the company's business or whatever it is. And sometimes that may bring up feelings and emotions for you because you're afraid of the unknown, you're afraid of letting go, you don't know what's going to happen, and you don't actually know that the universe has got another opportunity for you around the corner because you're so used to the set that you're in at the moment, meaning, you know, the routine that you're in, the people that you're mixing with, whatever it is. And so that can actually hold you back to a new experience, to a new way of life, to new stuff, okay? Fresh new things and everything else, okay? But the one thing that I want you to know is that my previous podcast, which is your self-respect has to be stronger than your feelings, that will help you too, alongside this episode as well. Because sometimes you do have to let go and free yourself from the trauma, from the, you know, negativity, from the BS and everything else. And saying goodbye is not easy. Saying bye-bye, releasing, healing from all of that, making sure that you know you're important, you're not a failure, you're not any of this, you're not a quitter or anything. You're just focusing your, you know, eyes on a different opportunity. You have self-respect, you've set your boundaries, you're moving on. But when you're being challenged, it's actually pushing you to a new level. And in order to achieve that new level, you've got to release and let go of the stuff that isn't serving you anymore, the stuff that isn't aligned anymore, the stuff that doesn't make you feel good, okay? You do have to push yourself a little bit more, learn new skills, change the way you work, change the dynamic of things, you know what I mean? And really push yourself, because otherwise you're not going to grow, you're not going to expand, you're not going to do any of that, okay? And so you need to allow yourself and give yourself permission to persuade yourself in a way in order to move forward, even though you may have doubts, even though you may have icky thoughts and feelings of the unknown and everything like I said before. But in order to release and let go of the things that are challenging you, or you've got a task and project you're working on that's challenging you, that you need new skills to, or you need to actually identify that you need to get new people on board, you need to get someone with you who actually knows what this is all about, because that may not be your strength. But don't allow it to kind of consume you and take over. It's all about your feelings and emotions, and it's all about thoughts, okay? So what I want you to do is, it's just information. What is this challenge teaching you? What's the lesson you need to learn? What's the new skill you need? What is it that you have to grow through or go through? What do you need to expand? What do you need to actually learn from this entire experience, okay? Because at the end of it, you know, human beings, we're here, we just want satisfaction, we want joy, we want happiness, we want, you know, all of the goodness, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that, but challenges may actually open new doors, new windows, new opportunities for you, and they will showcase themselves, but you need to be gentle with yourself and nurture and nourish yourself if you release and let go of everything or anything in particular, okay? Because it is all about making sure that you're okay, doing whatever you need to do in order to acknowledge, deal, heal, and move forward in that, releasing the pain, releasing the trauma, releasing all of that, regulating the nervous system in order for you to change your point of view, for you to reprogram yourself, write yourself a new story, make it good, and really stepping into the self-respect that you need. Self-respect, self-esteem, self-confidence, all of this stuff in order to really fuel the motivation, the passion you've got for whatever it is that you're doing. So take it upon yourself, a little bit like Tom Cruise on the Mission Impossible films. It's a challenge. Are you going to go for it or are you not? What is going on? And then what I really want you to do is, in the challenge, whether it be, you know, job, business, relationship, personal, professional, whatever, is actually have a look at the person you're becoming along the way. It's the same as the journey and the climb, like Miley Cyrus, right? It isn't the destination and getting to the top. It's actually the journey along the way, the path, the decisions you made, the choices you made, the people that go along the journey, what the lessons that you're learning, who are you becoming? You're becoming more of you, obviously, the soul, but it is all about, are you enjoying the journey? What is going on? What are you learning from the traumatic events or the catastrophic things you're going through, all the negative, funky, icky stuff? What is it? Are you seeing the red flags? Are you seeing more green flags? That's amazing if you are. But who are you becoming along the way of the journey, of the challenge that you are facing? And embrace it with both hands. Go like bull in a china shop. Here we go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And just keep rechecking in with yourself as well. You know, keep feeling into the body. Keep checking in with yourself. How am I feeling about this? What am I doing? Well, I'm upset. Right, okay, why am I upset? And what can I do to actually make myself feel a little bit better? Can I learn a new skill? Can I do this? Can I heal? Can I pray? Can I go for a jog? Can I journal? Can I do EFT? Can I meditate? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And keep asking yourself the questions. I think people stumble a lot when they bimble along life and they come to a challenge and it's a brick wall. But with myself, if I am given a brick wall, I get rammed it through it, under it, over it, get on the other side, whatever it takes, whatever I need to do. And, you know, even though it may be painful, even though I may be vulnerable, even though I may be emotional and crying and screaming and upset and ranting and raving, I still come through the other side because I bet on me 100%. I know that I'll come through the other side. I have belief and motivation and the mindset that I can come through it because I've got through 100% of my bad days. And what I thought would really break me, basically my mum passing away, that happened. So, you know, my mum's passed away and I'm still moving forward. My life still goes on and she would want me to continue moving forward no matter what I'm facing, what challenges or, you know, anything I'm facing. I'm still moving forward with everything that I'm doing and I encourage you to do the same. So don't allow anything or anyone to hold you back. Don't give your key to your brain to anyone. Work on your mindset, up level, grow, expand, identify what challenges are there. What do you need to do? Do you need to learn new skills? Do you need someone on board? But you really, really, really need to allow yourself to really let go and release and not kind of hold everything in panic or grasping onto everything. Because sometimes, you know, people need to go. You know, they're not on your train journey of life anymore, and that's okay as well. But you then need to throw yourself into the healing process. You need to look after you. You need to make sure that you're okay. And nothing is, you know, not everything is easy, should we say. We like ease and flow. We want to step into the feminine energy of ease and flow, allowing our experiences to be all of that. But sometimes we're challenged. Sometimes we're pushed. Sometimes we are given an ultimatum, decisions, whatever it is. But you need to recognize within yourself that you are strong. Your spirit and your soul wants you to pursue and move forward with everything you're doing. And just make sure that you are holding the pen to your life story and not someone else. If you need anything at all, any empowerment, inspiration, motivation, even more, go to my website, RebeccaAdamsBiz.com. I've got guided journals on there. I've got programs and courses on there that can really change your life and transform you and all arenas of your life. I have one-to-one mentorships. I've got my, you know, all of my modalities there for you in order to change your life. And all it is you saying yes to you. I'll see you on the next one.